Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is the 11th of November, Remembrance Day, lest we forget. But certainly we are not able to forget what's happened overnight with the US market, so we'll get into that in a minute. But just remember, this is all general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, overnight, of course, all eyes were on the US CPI, which came in at 7.7%, which was significantly down from where it was, 8.2% in September. So this was a really good number. Core prices, which exclude food and energy, are regarded as better underlying indicators of inflation, though, and that advanced 6.3%, but pulling back from a 40-year high. And this was enough to light the blue touch paper in the market, and off we went to the races. The Dow Jones closed up, if you haven't seen the headlines already, the Dow Jones closed up 1,201 points, accelerating into the close, up 3.7%, 33,715. It had a low of 654 points up and a high of 1,214, so only 13 points off its high for the day. The Nasdaq, wait for this one, was up 7.38%, 764 points to 11,117. And the S&P 500 also doing very well. That was up 5.5% to 3,956. That was its biggest rally since April 2020. So a huge, huge night for the US markets. A huge, huge, according to the bears, short covering rally. According to the bulls, of course, this is just the start of the Santa rally, but Santa may well and truly have come early, especially for the US markets. SPY futures showing a gain of 190 points, or 2.7%, just going nuts overnight. So a pretty impressive night from the US markets. The VIX index fell 10% last night, back down to around 23 odd, and that was a big, big fall for them. Let's give you some color around that big run in the US market. We had Apple up 8.8%, Meta up 10.3%, Google up 7.7%, Microsoft up 8.3%, Amazon nearly back in the trillion-dollar club, up 12.3%, Tesla up 7.4%, Netflix up 8.1%, US banks absolutely knocking the lights out, JP Morgan up 4%, Citigroup up 6.9%, Goldman up 4.5%, Bank of America 4.5%, Wells Fargo 4.2%, and Block, the artist formerly known as Square, was up 17.5%, 17.5%, Bitcoin rallied 12.8%, back above 18,000. We also saw the US dollar index come off big time, as you would expect, down 2.1%. The Aussie dollar at 66.3. So things were going pretty good in the currency market for the Aussie, at least. Not so good for the US, but that has triggered a rally, of course, in commodities. We also saw bond yields, US bond yields, collapsed down 32 basis points to 3.82%. 2-year yields down 30 basis points to 4.32%. And Aussie 10 years, 3.575%. So a massive fall in those yields. We did see as well the market pricing in the likelihood now of a 50 basis point rise in December is now around 85% probability of that half point hike. In the US as well, we did see mortgage rates falling sharply after the government report on inflation. The average rate on a 30-year fixed plunged 60 basis points from 7.22% to 6.62%. It is still up, well, it's still double what it was from a year ago, but a massive, massive move in rates, currencies, and markets. Risk on, game on. The game is well and truly afoot at the moment, that is for sure. This spilled over, of course, into European markets, which were modestly better, but they didn't really see the US CPI, so they've probably got more to come tonight. The Stoxx 600 was up 2.75%, FTSE was up 1.1%, Germany up 3.5%, France up 2%, Spain up 1%. Looking across at commodities, Brent crude rallied 1.1%, or a dollar, to $93.42. The WTI was up 0.85%, 73 cents to $86.47. Gold was up 3% on the back of that falling US dollar, up $50.7, $17.55. Interestingly, though, in Aussie dollar terms, it's pretty much unchanged. Other commodities, copper, LME copper was up 2.1%, nickel up 5.9%, aluminium up 0.7%, zinc up 0.7%, lead up 0.9%, tonne up 2.1%. Iron ore was easier yesterday in Asian trade, down around 1%. In terms of the Aussie miners overseas, BHP in ADRs were up 4.6%, Rio up 4.2%. BHP did have their AGM last night, but nothing very exciting coming out of that. Other miners in the frame last night, Freeport McMoRan up 8%, Alcoa up 7.8%, Techcom dropped 4.2%, Anglo up 2.4%, Glencore down 1.8%, Vale down 1.4%. These are down. Albemarle, though, in the lithium space, up 6.8%. So big moves there. And some of the US car companies also moving. Ford was up 6.5%. General Motors up 4.5%. So some big, big moves overseas, as you would expect, given the moves in the US market last night. It was game on, a short covering rally and a massive, massive rally. And of course, we've got the SPY up 190 odd points this morning. In other headlines today, JP Morgan strategists have made the case for a pivot, although it's still months away, given the soft CPI report. A negative core ex-shelter month-over-month growth has triggered a sharp repricing in Fed expectations, and they do imply a more aggressive market signaling for the second half of 2023, with the Fed pivoting in their view. So there's something to think about. China also is urging a more targeted COVID zero approach rather than the blanket approach. And other headlines today, we've got Medibank hackers releasing more sensitive information, this time regarding alcohol and alcohol-related problems that some of the Medibank's public's members have got. In other news, Vanguard Super has opened a new super fund to the Australian public. They're the world's largest, or the second largest asset manager. And it opened its new My Super Accumulation product to the market with a default life cycle option, charging only 0.58% per year in investment fees. They said the Super Save Smart default fund's yearly fees represents the lowest in Australian superannuation market for member balances under 50,000 and for members aged 47 years and under. In research this morning, we have a number of upgrades and downgrades. As you would expect, Computershare has been upgraded to outperform from underperform at CLSA. Cooper Energy upgraded to neutral from underweight at Barrenjoey. National Storage has been downgraded to underperform from neutral at Macquarie. And Jumbo Interactive downgraded to neutral from overweight at Jardines. Nufarm upgraded to outperform from neutral at Credit Suisse. And De Grey Mining has completed its SPP. It raised $18.7 million at a dollar a share. And Seven West Media downgraded to underweight from neutral at JP Morgan. And plenty of talk in the media today about the Brookfield attempt to buy Origin Energy. They obviously failed with AGL and have now turned their sights to Origin and very much trying to get local partners on board the consortium to take out Origin Energy. So that's certainly of interest. At the moment, it would seem, I would imagine, politically pretty suicidal to allow our biggest or one of our biggest LNG and energy providers to fall into the clutches of the barbarians at the gate. But we will wait and see how that one pans out. Certainly a very political hot potato for the Albanese government, and FIRB problems was certainly the reason why we didn't see Origin trading above that offer price or even close to it. $7.83 they closed last night, and of course the bid at $9. As far as our market goes today, well, obviously with the SPY up 190, it is going to be game on for the market. It's going to be big gains across the board. Banks and resources very much driving that market higher. It will be very hard to find anything in the red today. The question, of course, is whether this will last. And certainly watching some of the bears on CNBC this morning in the US market, they are calling this just a normal bear market rally. 1,200 points is hardly normal, I have to say. But certainly it's a big, big rally in the US, and it will lead to a big rally in our market. Our previous range of 6,500 to 7,000 is going to be well and truly wiped out, and we're going to be pushing towards the top end and the resistance level at 7,200 today, given that we have, in theory at least, 190 points on the SPY. But it is a Friday, so just be a little bit careful. Lots can happen over the weekend, of course, but certainly it does look as if the computers, the algos and the shorts were covering big time in the US, and the same will probably occur in our market today. Question of the day today, is this the siren? Is this the sign that we have the all clear to go gung-ho, boots and all, into our market, or into equity markets generally? Was the crypto collapse of FTX the canary in the coal mine, and we've now discovered that old school assets are far better than being in with the cool crowd at school and investing in crypto, and that maybe equities will have a resurgence on the back of that? So that's the question of the day. Is this the start of a new bull run, or is this just another, and I say another because we seem to have had quite a lot of these bear market rallies, so at some stage you have to question whether we are still in a bear market or whether we are seeing the new bull market evolve. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. It is the 11th of November. Lest we forget, it is Remembrance Day today. Well, that's it. Have a great day, and may the trading gods be with you.